For many first-generation Americans, it can be hard to balance multiple cultures. Amadou Guy was the first member of his Senegalese family to be born in the United States. Growing up, his mom stressed the importance of prioritizing his education while also maintaining a connection to his Senegalese heritage. Radioactive's Adrisa Guy has this story about what he learned from his older brother.
When my brother Amadou was younger, growing up in Seattle, he struggled to find a middle ground between his American and Senegalese identities.
Some struggles I went through as a first-generation American, I would say just not being comfortable being a first-generation Senegalese American until a later stage in my life, I would say. There wasn't a lot of Senegalese Americans or West African Americans in the community that I came in.
Starting in 2011, when I was 5 years old, my mom, May, would take my brother and me to Senegal for the summer. Every trip was a different experience. When we were younger, the trip served more of getting to know our family and seeing Senegal as a tourist. As we got older, the trip served more as an understanding of the culture and seeing it more like our home.
All the important stages of my life, I was able to go back and kind of pick up new knowledge and new identity when I would come back from Senegal to Seattle. So I think that kind of grounded me and helped me be comfortable within my culture as a Senegalese American.
I asked my mom what she wanted us to get out of those trips to Senegal.
My hope was making you aware of your background, the culture you came from, and having you exposed to the culture and knowing also your relatives there. But not only that, you're part of two cultures, and I wanted you guys to grab what's best from each of them.
My mom moved to the United States with the intent of pursuing her studies, so she made sure education was always a top priority in our household.
Amadou Guy.
In 2021, Amadou became the first person in my family to graduate from high school in America. I asked my mom what his graduation meant to her.
I mean, I was very proud of him, you know, being the first in our family to graduate from the U.S. in high school. It was very rewarding, even though that's the first step in a long path of education I'm hoping for him. So I hope that will set him to, you know, open doors to other opportunities.
This was his accomplishment, but he credits our family's hard work as part of his motivation.
Making my parents proud and my extended family proud is also a huge important factor for me. I know that they all work hard and have faith in us to be as best as we can, and kind of doing something that can put a smile on their face and make them feel proud was real big for me.
Even though the event was for him, it made me think of my own potential graduation. This year is my senior year. From choosing colleges to writing personal statements, my brother has helped me along the way. I'm graduating this June, in part thanks to the path my brother has set before me. For Radioactive, this is Idrissa Guy.